It was the spring of 2001. I was 17, a junior in high school, and I had just gotten home from softball practice when our kitchen phone started ringing. So I picked it up to hear my brother's voice on the other end. At that time, my brother was living out his lifelong dream as the starting shortstop for a Division I university. I could tell immediately that something wasn't right. The person on the other end wasn't the person I had spent hours upon hours playing wiffle ball with on our front lawn, sometimes with a spotlight because we were in extra innings and the sun had already gone down. Something in his voice, the words he used or didn't use, his lack of excitement when talking about baseball, that wasn't anyone I recognized. Once he spoke to my parents and they hung up, I looked at them and said, "That's not my brother. He's not okay." So my mom drove through the night to get to him and didn't leave until my brother got the help and resources he needed. That was 21 years ago. However, between March and April of 2022, at least 5 NCAA student athletes died by suicide. Another 21 years cannot go by without change. No sport will ever be more valuable than someone's life.